Afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Bertha Hill, known as Chippy, to start the program. I'm going to do three from 1926, and then to see what she was like in 1946, we'll do a couple. In Chicago in November of 1926 for OK Records, Pleadin' for the Blues, Pratt City Blues, and Mess. Katie Mess. Louis Armstrong will be with her on cornet. Richard M. Jones, great Chicago pianist and composer, is here as well. Chippy was born in Charleston, South Carolina in 1905.
I'm not crying, He can't stop.
Bertha Hill, singing for you from Chicago in November 1926 for OK Records. Pleading the Blues, Pratt City Blues, and Mess, Katie Mess. And as I said, Louis Armstrong cornet and Richard M. Jones on piano. It's lovely to hear Armstrong forming at that time. He was already a name and already formed what that early style was, and playing for her, around her, behind her, and so on, as he would do so many times for so many people. And I said we would go now, 20 years later, 1946, also in Chicago. Bertha Hill is here. Charleston Blues and How Long Blues, the classic Leroy Carr composition. Lee Collins here on trumpet. Freddie Shane, piano. John Lindsay, who had a lot of experience in Jelly Roll Morton's band, playing string bass. And Warren Baby Dodds, the leader of the band, behind her, and drumming. Bertha Hill, Chicago, 1946, for Circle Records.
Charleston, South Carolina, baby, here's where I was born. Charleston, South Carolina, baby, here's where I was born. Have you get bad, baby? Them geese put your water on. I don't want no gravy spread over my rice. I don't want no gravy, babe, spread over my rice. 'Cause the man that gets me, baby, you can do. I'm going back to the fish house, baby, and get me some shrimp. I'm going back, baby, and get me some good shrimp. I'm gonna be, baby, two or three hungry old fish. You got to help yourself. How long, babe, how long has that evening changed?
Bertha Hill, 1946, for Circle Records, Charleston Blues and How Long Blues, Lee Collins trumpet, Freddie Shane on piano, John Lindsay bass, and Warren Baby Dodds playing the drums and leading the band. Get a chance to do that. Bertha Hill. I don't know how many recordings have been of How Long Blues, I suppose 50 or so, over that many years. I thought I'd bring in the composer first, and the original one done in Indianapolis in 1928, I think sometime in the summer of 28, for Vocalion Records. Leroy Carr playing the piano and singing, and his friend Scrapper Blackwell playing guitar. And then come back to Count Basie, 1938, his piano. And his all-American rhythm section, Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones on drums for Columbia, and their version of How Long Blues.
Watch my baby leaving town. Blue and disgusted, nowhere could peace be found. For how long? How long? How long? I can hear the whistle blowing, but I cannot see no train. And it's deep down in my heart, baby, that lies an aching pain. For how long? How long? Baby, how long? Sometimes I feel so disgusting and I feel so blue that I hardly know what in this world it is just to do. For how long? And if I could hollow like I was a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain, I'd call my baby back. For hollow, hollow. And if someday you're gonna be sorry that you done me wrong, well, it'll be too late, baby. I will be gone for so long, so long, for so long. My mind gets to rambling, I feel so bad, thinking about the bad love that I have made.
Thank you.
that ending by Busey. Dun 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 ba-do. How many times that played? I saw him, I suppose, about 30 times in my lifetime. I hope you did if you were old enough to go hear that band. How Long Blues by Leroy Carr, the composer first, Vocalion Records from Indianapolis, Indiana, 1928, with Scrapper Blackwell at the guitar and Carr singing and playing the piano. Then Basie, Bill Basie, Columbia Records, 1938, Freddie Green, Walter Page, and Joe Jones, guitar, bass, and drums right out of the band. And that beautiful, just easy going. Right tempo for dancers, I think. You can take that and play it faster or even slower if you want to, but that's just kind of like an embracing tempo. How Long Blues, Count Basie, 1938. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
NorthwestJobs.com, with 5,000 regional listings for job hunters. NorthwestJobs.com also provides tips on getting hired and a place to post resumes. More information at nwjobs.com.
Lurleen Hunter is going to be up next, her voice for you. And 1956 RCA Victor, It Never Entered My Mind, written by Rodgers and Hart, and Marion Evans did the arrangement. And then You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by Cole Porter, arrangements for her by Quincy Jones. Then a segue into Errol Garner's solo piano rendition from 1957 of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorn me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Thank you. that if you scorn me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my holiday. It never entered my mind. Be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under the August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under the August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Thank you.
a set of two for you, starting with Lorleen Hunter, vocalist, 1956 RCA Victor Records, Al Nevins Orchestra. It Never Entered My Mind by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, the arrangement by Marion Evans. You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter, arrangement for her by Quincy Jones, and the flute player was Frank West, the pianist Hank Jones, and Barry Galbraith on the guitar. Then, Errol Garner's solo presentation of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Columbia Records, 1957. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Arts, presenting Valley Vibes Jazz, a series of jazz concerts held on the second Friday of each month at the Rainier Valley Cultural Center in Columbia City. This Friday features Wayne Horvitz's Sweeter Than the Day and Jazz Night School Big Band. Info at seedseattle.org.
Thank you.
Piano and Drums, Duet, 1945 for Commodore. George Zack playing the piano, and George Wetling, no relation, playing the drums. Hood Stomp, done by Zack, and Jelly Roll Morton's Boogaboo. George Zack and George Wetling, Commodore Records, 1945. I'm going to continue with Morton's own rendition of his composition, Boogaboo. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics in Gig Harbor, whose functional medicine research center uses diet, nutritional supplementation, and other natural therapies to optimize health. Now recruiting research volunteers for a weight loss study. Information at fmrc.metagenics.com.
Everything that Morton did, I enjoy in his short but brilliant career. Actually, it wasn't short. It was this recorded short time, but he was playing long before any records were made. And my favorite of his band, the Red Hot Peppers, is the date from the 11th of June, 1928, for Victor. Ward Pink at trumpet, Geechee Fields on trombone, Omer Simeon clarinet, Morton at the piano, Lee Blair banjo, Bill Benford on tuba, and Tommy Benford playing the drums. We will hear four, Boogaboo, Shoeshiner's Drag, Kansas City Stomps, and Georgia Swing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers of the 11th of June, 1928. For Victor Records, Boogaboo, Shoeshiner's Drag, Kansas City Stomps, and Georgia Swing, all by Morton. Ward Pinkett, trumpet, Geechee Fields, trombone, Omer Simeon, clarinet, Morton at the piano, Lee Blair, banjo, Bill Benford, tuba, and Tommy Benford, drums. And Morton worked all that stuff out, I mean, the arrangements of it. He wanted his band to be exactly as he wanted. He was creating that. He was composing that band. And, of course, the solos were to be made up by the musicians, and rightly so, to keep it that way. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, 1928, Victor Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Excuse me. Couple of guitarists for you now. Eddie Lang, Carl Kress, 1932 for Brunswick. Thank you. Two guitars, Eddie Lang and Carl Kress, 1932 Brunswick Records, Picking My Way and Feeling My Way. Eddie Lang, Carl Kress, here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics in Gig Harbor, whose functional medicine research center uses diet, nutritional supplementation, and other natural therapies to optimize health. Now recruiting research volunteers for a weight loss study. Information at fmrc.metagenics.com.
My friend Ed Lambacker and I get together as much as we can. We're both recluses, and we both work and like to work and research and things like that. And we get together and talk about near to totally worthless information. Arcane stuff, but it amuses us sometimes to find out what we're working on. And yeah, I used to work on that, you know, that sort of thing. Well, we were talking about John Ford's movies, for one, and then we got into talking about a singer by the name of Ozzie Bailey. Excuse me. And I said, yeah, sure, I know who that is, and so on. And then we discussed Duke Ellington's 1956 fantasy called A Drum Is a Woman, and I'm bringing this in part to play for you from Columbia Records, because Ozzie is here. Now, don't get this confused. This is not Ozzie and Harriet. That's right. Ozzie Bailey. If you hear a guy singing, it's Ozzie. If you hear a woman singing, it's Joya Cheryl. And we'll go through all of that when it's finished. But this is one of the studies that Ellington did with Billy Strayhorn, A Drum Is a Woman, 1956. I should say the first singer you're going to hear is a woman, and it's not Joya Cheryl. So the first singer is Margaret Tynes, T-Y-N-E-S. She's going to do the lead on A Drum Is a Woman. Then, if you're a woman, it's Joya Cheryl, and the guy is Ozzie Bailey. A Drum Is a Woman.
Oh, rhythm come, to dum come from the drum. Rhythm come, to dum come from the drum. Rhythm came to America, to dum America,
to dum come from the drum.
Rhythm came to America, from Africa, from overseas, Africa to the West Indies, America.
Once there was a boy named Caribbee Joe.
Caribbee Joe
spoke with the animals in their jungle slang.
Caribbee,
his heartbeat was like gongos, and he sang every song they sang. One day he found an elaborately fabricated drum, and when he touched it, it actually spoke to him, saying, "I am not a drum. I am a woman. Know me as Madame Zaj, African Chantress. I can make you rich and famous. Together we can travel and make beautiful rhythm for the world." But Joe was in love with the jungle, the virgin jungle, God made and untouched, and with the jungle he had to stay. The drum beat up a storm, screeching, "I am the one and only Madame Zaj. But there are many Joes, and one Joe can make rhythm as well as another." So she hopped a trade wind and away she went to Barbados in search of another Joe.
There was a man who lived in Barbados. He saw a pretty woman one day. He took her home, and when they got there, she turned into a drummer. It isn't civilized to beat women, no matter what they do or they say. But will somebody tell me what else can you do with a drummer? Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Civilized to beat women, no matter what they do or they say. But will somebody tell me what else can you do with a drummer?
Early morning, Mardi Gras day. The crowd is milling around the foot of Canal Street. The Mississippi River looks like a puddle of pecan blue pudding. Pistachio and indigo, and the sun, a neon rose lollipop, is being drawn up over the horizon into a fizzy bunch of grape-colored clouds. There's a boat, or is it a barge, coming into dock? It is a barge, and on it, a throne, and on the throne, a king. What king? Why, man, that's the king of the Zulus. And next to the king, a drum. Up, Madame Zaj again. As the barge ties up to the wharf, it shares great excitement, acclaiming the king of the Zulus. King of the Zulus, meaning he is the most popular, the most prominent man in his community this past year since last Mardi Gras Day. He has been selected, but the selection is a big secret right up till the big moment when he steps ashore and is carried through the town in a long procession, a parade that takes its way through Basin Street, Rampart, Perdido, Bourbon, and all the rest of that side of New Orleans. Throughout the entire day, the king is busy. Wine, women, and song are offered up to the king in a semi-sacrificial sort of way. But the king's attention has been to one woman, a Madame Zag.
Who's the big king this year?
Buddy Bolden is his name, and blowing the horn is his game. Born with a silver trumpet in his mouth. Played the horn before he talked. Born on the afterbeat. Patted his foot before he walked. When Buddy Bolden tuned up, you could hear him across the river. He woke up the working people and kept up the easy liver. Yeah, call him, Buddy Bolden. Calling his flock. Here they come.
Tennessee. jump, jump over the moon.
How does it feel to be First Lady of Mardi Gras?
Desperately elite while on the go, but now I'm beat and blue for Joe.
Joe who?
Caribbee Joe. Caribbee Joe, Caribbee Joe, lived on an island in the Caribbean Sea, from deep in the dense forest, he came with a melody. Caribbee Joe, Caribbee Joe, slept with the jungle and her sounds in the night. He knew her to her delight, the call of the Caribbee. This exotic luxury is the jungle. Caribbee Joe, Caribbee Joe, spoke with the animals in their jungle slang. His heartbeat was like bongos. He sang every song they sang. Caribbee Joe, Caribbee Joe.
Rio Square. Here the crowd is congregated. They all have such strange, faraway looks in their eyes. Smell violence and fear. Maybe afraid to be there, or maybe afraid not to be there. Stage is set. We await the rising of a curtain that is not down or even there. There on the fringe of the clearing, a girl. Her face is pretty and childlike. The rest of her is pretty too, but not childlike. Her feet are so motionless you get the illusion that the tree stump in the center of the clearing is inching itself toward her. She is oblivious of the waves of desire generating in the crowd, thrilling to every gentle touch of the drum. Another drum, and another drum, many drums in counter rhythm, and for every drum we hear, there's a woman to see. Their gyrations accelerate to a frenzy, a sudden stop, and they all go scurrying out of the clearing. One by one, every head turns to the entrance of the most primitive woman. This, of course, does not mean simple or elementary. She is an exciting, ornately stimulating seductress with patterns of excitement and the power to hypnotize and innovate the will toward total abandonment. This, if anybody, must be none other than Madame Zage. Her every move is with the beat of the drum, looking straight up to the moon, which highlights her tapering shoulders and throws tapering black shadows. Shadows rolling and reaching up from the ground in dance formation. There seems to be a four-way thing going with her, the moon, the drum, and her pixelated black shadow, wallowing around. And suddenly a monstrous man leaps out of nowhere, snatches her up bodily, and carries her out of the clearing. They disappear, swallowed up by the mists, which are now swallowing up the night. In the distance, a drum beat fades away, and we know it is about time now for the Mississippi River to look like a puddle of pecan blue pudding, pistachio and indigo, and the sun, a neon rose lollipop, is being drawn up over the horizon into a fizzy bunch of grape-colored clouds.
The drum is a woman, a fantasy, musical fantasy, paralleling some of the origins of this music, written, both music and lyric, by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, 1956, Columbia Records. We heard a drum as a woman, vocalist Margaret Tynes, rhythm pum-ti-tum, orchestra and chorus. What else can you do with a drum? Vocalist Ozzie Bailey and orchestra. New Orleans, clarinetist Russell Prokop, trombonist Britt Woodman. Hey, Buddy Bolden, vocal Joya Sherrill, trumpet work of Clark Terry and Ray Nance and orchestra. Caribbee Joe, vocal Cheryl, Joya Sherrill and orchestra, and Congo Square, tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez, clarinetist Russell Prokop. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the PLU MBA, a flexible 20-month program with the option of an emphasis in technology and innovation management, healthcare management, or entrepreneurship. The PLU MBA. See and do business differently. On the web at plu.edu/MBA.
And now Woody Herman and his orchestra in Hollywood, 1950, for Capitol Records.
Time it rains, and it's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
So trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Pennies from heaven for you and me.
Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1950 in Hollywood for Capitol Records. Pennies from Heaven, written by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke. Woody's singing for you. Alice King's vocettes doing the chorus. Bill Harris's trombone and the vibes of Milt Jackson. Sonny Speaks, written by trumpet player in the band Sonny Berman, is solo. Herman's clarinet, Bob Graff's tenor, Red Mitchell's string bass, Sonny Igo on drums, Dave McKenna's piano introduction, and trombonist Bill Harris again, Woody Herman, Hollywood, 1950. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Arts, presenting Valley Vibes Jazz, a series of jazz concerts held on the second Friday of each month at the Rainier Valley Cultural Center in Columbia City. This Friday features Wayne Horvitz's Sweeter Than the Day and Jazz Night School Big Band. Info at seedseattle.org.
Now to go back, back to 1924 in Chicago. Former horse jockey Red McKenzie decided to become a singer, and a good one. And he also liked the sound of the kazoo, and he manufactured his own. All he needed was a comb, which he had, and a little bit of wax paper, and being able to hum, he was able to get that sound. And so he produced a band to begin with, a trio. It's called the Mound City Blue Blowers. McKenzie plays the comb and sings. And sometimes Dick Slovin, who vocalizes and plays also the kazoo. And the banjo player and vocalist sometimes is Jack Bland. We will hear Barbed Wire Blues by Frankie Trumbauer. And You Ain't Got Nothing I Won't, I Want by McKenzie and Slevin. The Mound City Blue Blowers.
Da 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 da
Mound City Blue Blowers in Chicago, 1924 for Brunswick Records. Barb Wire Blues and You Ain't Got Nothing I Want. Calm and Vocal, Red McKenzie. Kazoo and Vocal, Dick Slavin. Banjo and Vocal, Jack Bland. 5 years later for Victor Records, 1929, McKenzie was at it again with his singing and his calm. Glenn Miller, and listen to Miller play the trombone. The best trombone I've ever heard him play is here on these records. Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Eddie Condon banjo, Jack Bland back but now playing the guitar, Pops Foster bass, and Gene Krupa out of Chicago to play the drums. Hello Lola by McKenzie and 1 Hour. McKenzie arranged this based on James P. Johnson's If I Could Be With You. 1 Hour tonight.
Oh,
Mound City Blue Blowers, 1929, for Victor Records. Hello, Lola, and 1 hour. Red McKenzie leading the band and playing his comb. Glenn Miller, trombonist. Pee Wee Russell, clarinetist. Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophonist. Eddie Condon on banjo. Jack Bland, guitar. Pops Foster, out of New Orleans, playing his string bass. And Gene Krupa out of Chicago playing his drums. 1929. Victor Records. Let's go to Dallas, 1928, and here for your enjoyment is Hattie Burleson.
I'm going to Louisiana. mistreated this away.
Dallas, Texas, 1928, and that was Hattie Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, Hattie Burleson, Brunswick Records. Superstitious Blues and Sadie's Servant Room Blues, both written by her. Don Albert on trumpet, on tuba Charlie Dixon, on soprano C.K. Collins, at the piano Alan Vann, and on banjo John Henry Briggs. Hattie Burleson, Dallas, Texas, 1928, Brunswick Records. Let's go to London, 1950, Humphrey Lyttleton.
Thank you.
Humphrey Littleton, his trumpet, his band, London, 1954, Parlophone Records. Careless Love, and Come On and Stomp, Stomp, Stomp. Littleton trumpet, Keith Christie trombone, Ian Christie, his brother, and Wally Fox clarinets. George Webb on the piano, Buddy Vallis on banjo and guitar. John Wright, string bass, George Hopkinson on the drums. Chicago Now, 1935, on piano, Pigmeat Terry, and singing for you, Lil Johnson.
Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just step this away. Now my cabbage is good, you well understand. If you don't want my cabbage, take them back to Birmingham. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just step this away. Now I got good cabbage, ain't no much to grieve. I raised my sprouts down in New Orleans. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just step this away. Now I got good cabbage, selling mighty cheap. I peddle my cabbage 35th Street. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey. Is mighty good, the best old cabbage in the neighborhood. Is there anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Just holler, hey, hey.
Lil Johnson singing and Pig Meat Harry playing the piano for you. Anybody here want to buy my cabbage? Written by Johnson. Chicago, 1935, Champion Records. Good Time Flat Blues. Having to do with Storyville and New Orleans. And any other good time place gets closed down for whatever reason. Because all the music came out of those places. And the great songs, great performances. Spencer Williams wrote Good Time Flat Blues and Maggie Jones, 1924, for Columbia, recorded it. Cornet by Louis Armstrong, piano, his boss, Fletcher Henderson. Then we'll jump 30 years, 1954, in Los Angeles, Good Time Jazz. And Claire Austin with Kid Ory trombone, Don Ewell piano, Ed Garland string bass, and Minor Hall on drums.
Miss Lizzie Green in New Orleans runs a good time flat, selling
Good Time Flat Blues, Spencer Williams composition. Couple of places. Maggie Jones, 1924. Louis Armstrong cornet and Fletcher Henderson piano. Claire Austin in Los Angeles, 1954. Good Time Jazz record. Kid Ory trombone. Don Ewell on piano. Ed Garland string bass and Minor Hall on the drums. Maggie Jones and Claire Austin. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford on Northeast 45th Street for over 30 years. A local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers, specializing in organic, natural, and chemical-free mattresses. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
I'd like to take Kid Ory out of the band with Claire Austin and put him in his own band. Same year, same place, L.A., 1954. He plays the trombone. Alvin Alcorn, trumpet. George Probert on clarinet. Don Ewell here again on piano. Bill Newman, guitar. Ed Garland returns to play string bass, as does Minor Hall to play the drums. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band.
Thank you.
That's Kid Ory and his trombone and his Creole jazz band, recorded by Good Time Jazz, done in L.A. 1954. Fine old-style jazz. Trombonist, of course. Way back in the beginning, with Joe Oliver and all those guys. Nevertheless, trumpet player was Alvin Alcorn. Clarinetist was George Probert. Pianist was Don Ewell, Bill Newman on guitar, Ed Garland, string bass, Minor Hall on drums. Clarinet Marmalade, which goes back to the beginning of the recorded bit of this music. Larry Shields and Henry Ragus wrote that. And the traditional Gettysburg March. Kid Ory, we might come back to that depending on the amount of time if I check all the little gadgets here. And find out that we can get back to that. But what I want to do now is tell you this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Opera. The new season opens July 30th at McCaw Hall with Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. The season also includes Carmen and Puccini's Madama Butterfly. Subscriptions are now available to these three operas plus Attila and Orpheus and Eurydice. Information at seattleopera.org.
I'd like to take you to Boston now, to the Storyville Club there, run many years by pianist and composer George Wein, and jazz impresario with the Newport Jazz Festival and the New York Jazz Festival and all of that, thanks to him. The Jerry Mulligan Quartet at the Storyville Club in December of 1956, recorded by Pacific Jazz. Jerry Mulligan baritone saxophone. Bobby Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Bill Crow, string bass, Dave Bailey on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan at Storyville in Boston, 1956, George Wein's famous club there. Pacific Jazz recorded them. Mulligan baritone saxophone, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, Bill Crow string bass, Dave Bailey on the drums. And Open Country they started with, written by Brookmeyer. The ballad, That Old Feeling, written by Sammy Fain and Lou Brown, and Back Up the Strand, Mulligan's Fun, with Gershwin's Strike Up the Band. Having great fun there. Well, I got a little more time. Let's see, where are we? I don't want to do that, but I've got any more time. I'm just checking my own time here about... Let's see. Let's try that one. No, that'll be a little too late. Also, I'll get John. John, if you're listening, we're coming in early. Because I have a few more minutes and I could tell my life story, but that'd be boring. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you every Sunday from 3 to 6, and I hope you're having a fine day. Thank you.
Thank you.